Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Sports guys won't even make eye contact as they make their way in today. So we're just not going to talk about it. We're not going to go down that road. We're not going to go down that road, Katie.
He said they'd be fine by Wednesday.
So let's just remember.
We'll just check in with them later on.
Yeah, during the rest of the week, we'll do some wellness checks and call it. Did you know the gathering of the Kyles is no longer a thing?
Well, yes and no. I think they just didn't do it this year. But I don't think they've given up on it entirely.
So they left the door open to bring it back at one point. And if you're not familiar what the Gathering of the Kyles was, around Austin, there's a little city called Kyle. They were trying to figure out what they could do to, get a happening going, just something cool to bring people to Kyle. They said, hey, our name's Kyle. What if we had the Gathering of the Kyles where every Kyle was invited to come and hang out? We're going to try to break the record for the most people with the same name in the same spot. Great idea. As it turns out, very difficult to do because Eastern Europe exists, as does the name Ivan.
Yeah, but they got really close.
It was like
I want to say in 2023, it was almost like 1,500 people.
It was striking distance.
They have to have 2,326.
That's not
to beat the record.
But that's right. That's right there. My fear about this, when I read that it was kind of like, okay, we're gonna try to recalibrate this.
Yeah, it's more that I read it as, because it's part of their fair, like their annual city event.
Yes.
It just takes so many volunteers. That if they don't feel like they have the capacity to host an outside additional 1,500 some odd people.
Then
they just say, not this year, fellas, but
maybe
next year.
Problem is, someone's going to drink your milkshake, and it's the Ryans. Because now there's a whole website for RyanMeetup.com. This is a nonprofit organization run by Ryans for Ryans with the ultimate goal of assembling as many Ryans as they can. And they are now trying to host RyanCon and break the world record for the longest same name gathering in history. And by the way, largest.
I was thinking, did they just want to go the longest? Because that would be a record.
That's a
completely
different record.
I was going to say, okay, Ryans, I see you.
Ryans, no, the Ryans are just going to try to do the thing and take it from Kyles.
I love the Gathering of the Kyles because I believe in the movement. There are more people named Ryan. This is unfair.
There are way more Ryans than there are Kyles.
That's why I really felt like it was time for the Kyles to have their day in the sun.
Exactly. Because, like, what else?
Like, how many Kyles do you know?
By the way.
One, maybe?
Interestingly enough, they're setting this thing for Las Vegas, Nevada. They're saying there is no date and there is no venue. And the problem is, normally I'd be like, okay,
they just had one.
They did.
They just had one in New York.
Did they?
On Sunday.
How did they do? Did they?
Not great.
Okay. All right.
Oh, it was their second one. Their second ever Rytoberfest. The first Rytoberfest was held also in New York City in October of 2023 and was attended by over 200 Ryans.
You got to start somewhere. They do have some very powerful corporate backing.
Oh, do they?
They do. Ryan Reynolds, Aviation Gin, he has given them money. Ryan Brothers Coffee has given them money. Basically, anyone with money that's a Ryan. Nolan's probably going to get on board with this as soon as he finds out about it. Because, again, Ryan's Irish Potatoes, Ryan's Daughter, which is a pub in New York City. They are building a coalition.
Again, I ask you, who do the Kyles have? Who do the Kyles have?
Think of the Kyles. Guys, good morning. It's Tuesday. We're Frito and Kate. Frito and Katie, the Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. By the way, I took you up on this, tried to find famous Kyles. I can't believe this. You're absolutely correct. There's like, there are zero famous Kyles. It's like Kyle Busch, former NASCAR guy.
Kyle Massey from the Disney Channel.
Kyle Massey is on the list.
Yep.
Kyle Massey is one of the top Kyles.
Yep.
Kyle Orton, who I guess was I'm not that football player of some sort, I guess. And South Park Kyle. That's it, dude.
Oh, man. But if you got that South Park money.
That's a ho.
Gathering of the Kyles needs South Park.
If you can get the boys involved. I mean, we know they just spent $30 million.
And you just broke your record.
Of Casa Bonita. You're there. That's the solution.
The wheels, they are turning.
What's coming up in trending?
How physically active do you think Americans are?
Not. I know. Let me
rephrase that. How many states do you think reach the targeted number of steps for your average human?
Oh, the number of states? I'm gonna be courteous and say 15.
Okay.
Is that ballpark?
Well, we'll find out. What's trending? Coming up next, we're Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Back in the day, wasn't the challenge to get 10,000 steps?
10,000 steps.
Like
right when the Fitbit.
All y'all with your fancy watches and things.
Well, as soon as that came out, everyone got real obsessed with the number.
The health apps.
Yeah, it was like 10,000 steps.
10,000, and people were obsessed with that.
I
remember.
I'm gonna get in my steps.
I remember seeing people on social media like, oh, I'm at blank amount of steps today, and it kind of fell off for a while. But now they've changed the number. The newly recommended step count is just 7,000. Which is good because we ain't even getting close.
Oh, come on.
I asked you how many states are reaching that threshold?
Yeah.
On average? Zero.
Is it?
Not a single state.
Not even Utah?
Nope.
Not even Montana?
Nope.
Wow.
We'll get back to it. Okay. See how poorly we did. But before that, let's talk Megan Maroney. Okay. She had a big weekend and a big night in Charleston. She played stadiums before, obviously, but she's never headlined one. And she did.
Really?
Backstage at the Credit One Stadium, and just minutes before she was set to take stage, Kenny Chesney shows up.
Wow.
Gives her a surprise visit.
Wow.
Which she was not expecting, because you can hear it in her voice. She's like, Kenny, what are you doing here? Give him a big hug. And the surprise ended up being for the entire crowd, because they did end up performing. You had to be there.
Amazing. Very, very cool.
Only thing that makes me think it wasn't a surprise, but it's not like they can't just jump on and make that happen.
Exactly.
Right? Everybody would know the song.
You would think it's
new. And,
yeah.
And it's Kenny Chesney.
Right.
And when he rolls up, you do what you got to do.
You just plug it in.
Also, SpaceX used to launch from here, didn't it? Not here, but Texas.
Padre, like around Padre, right? Yeah.
That wasn't my imagination.
No.
Well, they're moving to the Kennedy Space Center. Like, they want to launch from the Kennedy Space Center now.
Oh, I see.
So they had stuff in Florida,
but it wasn't the...
this.
Yeah.
This is still, like, testing and things, but then they want to launch out of Florida.
Okay, got it.
I guess that makes sense.
I think they've probably done a few launches. I couldn't tell you, but yeah, their big base of operation and all the videos, I want to say, is Padre. Like, right around that. It was a Texas thing, which, I don't know, maybe... maybe he got tired of people yapping about what a big problem it was down there. Because like, there were a lot of complaints. Yeah, blah,
oh,
blah,
well,
blah.
It's only gotten worse.
Really?
Yeah, because now you're in Florida and you got to deal with other things like turtles and nudists. Seriously, like the FAA had a series of public meetings about this. So you could like jump on a Zoom call and weigh in. Kind of shoot from the hip, tell them what you thought. A lot of people were genuinely concerned with the wildlife and things. Like, hey, right. What kind of impact is this going to have?
That is a concern.
Other people were like, hey, we got a lot of historic buildings along the space coast.
Right.
Might those be affected? Like windows breaking and things like that. There's a minor chance. You know, nothing major, but
right.
Minor.
But yeah.
But you know who was big mad? The nudists.
Why were the nudists irritated by this?
So, Among their complaints, they say that there will be repeated closure of Playa Linda Beach. Is that it, Playa Linda Beach?
I have no idea.
It's one of four primary beaches in Florida where nudity is permitted.
Oh, Lord.
Reports say that if they go ahead with this, Playa Linda Beach could be closed for as many as 60 days per year.
I mean, sounds like a
blessing. Due to launch schedules.
If you ask me.
Well, but that's if they close some and then they push you to others, or if they close a non-nude beach and
right.
push you to that one, I mean, might this cause friction between the
the community
and non-nudists?
Yeah, it could be. Could be. Who knows? Can't tell you. Seems like it doesn't impact that many people. I don't know.
I don't know. Someone said 250,000 people.
A quarter of a what?
A quarter of a million people show up to that beach throughout the year.
Okay.
Because there are not many of them in the United States.
Okay. All right. Well, I would
if you're
like
worried
to see
about tourism, I mean, those are not small numbers.
No, that is, if true, big deal.
And this is definitely true. Sad and true. According to the first ever State of Walking report, not a single state in the United States meets the 7,000 daily step target.
That's okay. All right.
New York got pretty close.
Because you have
6,947 average daily steps.
Can we just give them the W then? I mean, that's so close. That's so close.
There's
again.
50 steps shy.
Yeah.
That's like a rounding error.
That seems like you guys really just wanted to make a point with this.
California, Oregon, Washington, and Wisconsin run out the top five states that walk the most.
Okay. All right.
See, but Texas is at such a disadvantage because this isn't really a walkable state.
That's what I mean. People can keep talking about this all they want to, but Texas for sure is not. Other states, it's just you can't. You couldn't walk to where you needed to go if you had to here, y'all. It's not possible. So you're
you definitely get more than 7,000 steps.
Oh, Lord. I mean, it would take you all dang day, but you'd rack up some sick numbers for sure.
Which maybe we need. Men are walking more than women. Women are logging 28% fewer daily steps than men. Younger Americans are falling behind. Adults 45 to 54 outpace Gen Z, getting 15% more steps a day on average. And how do we do globally?
I don't even want to know.
Second to last.
Oh.
I mean, they only looked at 38 countries. The only one we beat was Canada. They do say, the researchers, they believe it's possible to shift our perception about what an achievable daily activity goal
right.
is.
Right. So is this going to mean the treadmill desks are back? Is that the solution?
Do you remember those? I mean, who even wears a fitness tracker anymore?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you do,
yeah.
rack up a few extra for the rest of us.
Wow. Goodness.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull, Texas proud. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you have for us today?
Good morning. What was the number one country for steps?
Great question.
That is a great,
great question.
Question.
Okay, let me go back to it. I just wanted to know who we beat.
Yeah.
Like, wait. But Canada. We were at last. Who did we beat? Okay, the number one country is...
Top performer.
Let me get past all the state stuff.
Right.
Oh, I have to download the State of Walking. Ah! It's okay. I'm on it.
Yeah, we got time.
Okay, here we go. The country. Oh, they also break it down by city. Oh, man. This is.
No, don't. Oh, do not. Oh, Lord.
Beep, boop,
that's going to take
beep,
us
beep,
to
beep,
a dangerous place if we start asking. Because, again, Houston is not going to do well with this.
Okay, your top country would be Spain?
Spain
that
got
is bizarre.
Spain. Why? Well, I yeah. Okay.
Spain.
Do they just go trekking through their vineyards every day, or what are they?
I mean,
seems like a very walkable country in theory. Old Spain, but
it's Spain, Italy, Germany.
Lord. Okay.
And
all
then
right.
the UK.
We're not getting tiny countries. Tiny countries with tiny cities that you live in a tiny little room and you just walk wherever you go. Okay, that's great. That ain't us, man. That ain't
us.
Yeah,
I saw Harry Potter. I know how much he wanted to get outside. Boy lived in a closet.
I hope that helps. Thank you so much.
Y'all have a great day.
You too.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Money Minute Freebie, where we give you a free answer, which hopefully helps if we call you before 8:30 for the Money Minute. wherein if you can guess or correctly answer 10 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you get $100 cash.
It's fun. We have fun. And
some of us have more fun than others.
Yeah. And to, again, because some of us have more fun than others, we give you a free answer every day. So it makes it 9 if you're up.
Exactly.
Super. Yeah.
You're welcome.
This is great.
One of the answers today, Verona.
Hey, now you know.
Verona.
We'll be using that, hopefully to your advantage, coming up later on this morning. If you have not signed up, please do it online, thebullhouston.com/contests. We want to try something new today while we have a chance, because you can email us, which people do for Houston, I Have a Problem. You can Facebook message us. I mean, you can do all sorts of things, but I feel like we've needed something to where people can get in touch with us to kind of take over the conversation if they are just listening right. Like if you just happen to be listening right now.
Well, we kind of do that already, but there's some parameters for Houston, I Have a Problem.
Yeah.
Like it's more, I have a problem with one specific person.
Exactly.
Usually it's your spouse, but just could be anybody in your life.
Seems
a sibling,
to work.
Neighbor. But what if your problem is more global?
Yeah, it's just...
It's like a group.
You have a grievance.
Yeah.
You have an issue.
You have an axe to grind.
And you need to solve it.
You got a question.
We present you a new segment on the show, What's Up With That?
Ooh,
Rito and Katie.
What's up with that? What's up with
713-881-5500 and without context or anything.
What's up with this?
We ask, you can get it off your chest.
What is up with that? That's how I envision that going.
I think I like your version. But anyway, we're going to test this out. So if you have something for us, 713-881-5500.
Literally, it could be anything.
Anything under the sun. We'll talk to you next. Frito and Katie, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. I'm really not sold on the intro music to this.
I mean,
I feel like I'm committed now.
What's up with that?
Yeah, I can tell you're not.
What's up with that? What's up with that?
That's the question.
Like, you might have thought that when you saw those low-flying military helicopters across Houston yesterday.
The what?
Did you not? This was all over my next door.
I was inside. I did not see. We had low-flying military helicopters?
We did. Yeah, people were like, what's up with that? Well, the Department of Defense and the Houston Police Department are doing a training.
Oh.
Ongoing until the 19th. Do not be alarmed. Everything's fine.
All right, you don't want to be identified today?
Or you want to give your full name, is that right?
No.
Okay, what do you have for us?
If you're an older person in public, please, please, please stop talking to kids that you don't know without their parents' permission, because you don't need to, like, tell them anything about their clothes or the music they listen to or, you know what I mean? Like, don't get into their life. It's rude. It's disrespectful. Like, it's unwanted and it's unnecessary. So leave kids alone. And unless you know their parents, don't talk to them. It's just weird.
Okay. Well, that was all right. That was the exact point of...
That's exactly what you're looking for.
All right. Let's break this down.
Okay, so she's saying... That she doesn't like it.
No.
When older people.
Yes.
Or anyone. I'm guessing.
Yes.
Say things to her child.
Right.
Without acknowledging her first. So, if a kid is wearing, I don't know, let's just say a princess dress and a tiara.
Right. Right,
someone comes up and says, oh, what a pretty princess. I love your crown. That's frowned upon by this woman.
I have never really thought about it. It seems like that is a nice thing to do.
Is that weird? Because that's basically my entire social strategy.
I thought people like when you compliment their kids.
If there's a child, I'm like, phew.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. This is a no-brainer because I can for sure interact with that.
Exactly. I could. I always thought that was appreciated.
Can I see the kid? Can I make eye contact with the kid? Great.
Like, it's just, I did not know that was something that
It doesn't bother me, I'll tell you that, when I'm out with my kids. It doesn't bother me when someone says something. Mm. Like, if they take it too far, if it's like, oh, he won't smile at me, or oh, what?
No, that's criticizing. People can make it that's weird. Criticizing
but yeah,
the
like
kid.
Talking
that's different.
Or acknowledging your child in public. I think that's nice.
Well, I think it deserves at least some discussion.
Maybe I just want to believe that now.
If you have kids, does this bug you? 713-881-5500 is our phone number, or are you just as confused as we are? We'll talk to you coming up.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Trying to figure out, as part of our newly launched, what's up with that?
Oh, what's yeah, sorry. So, dude, I was late on it. That's
I know,
my, that's
I gotta
my,
sing
my
you.
Bad. I, yeah, this guy.
What's up with that? What's up with that?
People, older people specifically, though really not limited to them,
yeah.
Talking to children when they don't know the family.
Right.
They don't know the kids. They don't know the parents. Is that not to be done? Because our anonymous caller, was very passionate.
Extremely
she said it was
so.
Disrespectful and rude, and she hates it.
So what's up with that? Frito and Katie, go ahead.
Well, my name's Carla, and if you don't want me talking to your kid, by the way, I'm older, I guess, because I've got kids and grandchildren. I'm sorry. You're going to be mad, Karen, because I'm going to talk to him.
I genuinely always thought this was a nice thing.
I would like my child to be acknowledged in public.
Right. Like, well, it's just I'm sure it comes down to how you do it, because everything comes down to how you do it, and sure. I agree with that. But, like, I mean, sure. What's the problem?
You know, the thing is, older people have lived their whole life taking care of people and watching people grow. And now they're on their way out. And when they see a kid, it changes something inside you. And it lifts their spirit too, not just the kid.
Yeah.
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 You know?
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
And if you gotta be angry, yeah, if you gotta be angry about people being nice, nah, I'm good. I'm gonna talk to your kid.
Well, the alternative is far worse. Like, I don't like the people that don't want my child around. They're going
right,
to ignore
exactly.
my kid.
And you can tell that energy when you see
yes,
it.
Yes, that's, like right. that's
like,
what
oh
I don't
my
want.
Oh, God, here's a kid.
100%. You can tell a creeper. You can tell a creeper from somebody that's just some old person that thinks your kid is cute and wants to say hi and smile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
there's 100% difference.
And, hey, and we all used to be more social, and we were better for it. So let's remember that, too.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm not going to complain when somebody's nice.
Hey, yes. We appreciate the call. Thank you. Frito and Katie, what's up with that?
Hey, so, hi.
Hi.
I have a cute kid, in my opinion.
Okay.
Now, I do think it's really weird whenever I've had multiple strangers come up to her and, like, pinch her cheeks and are like, oh, my God, you're so cute. And I'm like, please.
Touching,
don't touch my kid.
Yeah, touching is
that's
different.
That's taking liberties.
Yeah, exactly.
That's taking liberties.
Gone a bit too far.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, like, you know, it's just like, oh, hey, you know, just a nice
like an air pinch.
Oh, even oh. I don't know if I'd even go for the air. That's a little far.
A little aggressive.
Yeah, a little, but yeah, I would not go for the cheek pinch. I think that's where it turns into.
Something weirder?
Weird.
Yeah. I mean, I've had numerous people come up to me and say, hey, oh my gosh, like, she's so beautiful. I love her face. Like, and I'm like, thank you. I made her. She's amazing.
Do you think that's what it is? Is it because it's hard to respond to that? Like, as a mother, if I said, oh my God, they're so cute. And then what do you say? Like, you know, it's like returning a compliment.
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind
good
of...
Day. Good day, sir.
I'm just like, okay, like, thank you. I think it's really... I have a hard time whenever they're talking to me through her. And they're like, oh, my God. Because I do... Right now, we're struggling with my 2-year-old having a pacifier. She refuses to let it go.
Ah.
So when a grown woman comes up to her and says, oh, my gosh, why do you still have a pacifier?
Oh,
are you a little old for that?
No.
So now you're getting unsolicited parenting
that is
advice.
How it is not
under
done.
The guise like, of a cute child.
Wow.
From someone who probably hasn't had kids in like 40 years. So it's like, okay, hey, thank you so much. Let me get my eggs and I'm going to walk away now.
Well, you know what? Thank you so much for the perspective. We greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, that was my only option, my only opinion.
That is,
and we love you for
what's
it. What's up with that?
Have a great day.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Frito, what's up with that Lainey Wilson ticket rumor?
I appreciate the tie-in.
Commitment to the bit.
Yes, Lainey Wilson tickets all day Thursday. All day Thursday. And starting at 6 a.m. every single hour.
That's it. When we say all day, we don't mean because it could occur at any moment.
No.
It's every hour.
Every hour.
Your chance to win a pair of tickets to see her, Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion, this weekend.
Make your plans now. Houston, I have a problem. Coming up next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Catherine, good morning. So what's going on with you and Dylan?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I just got so close to, like, getting this done, I guess, and now it's just killing me.
Getting what done?
Oh, well, getting it done with Dylan. Like, this has been a long road, okay? A lot of work went into this.
All right, so you and he are what?
Oh, like, I mean, I guess we're friends, you can say. That's the easy version, the happy version of this. But his company does a lot of work at the place where I work. That's how I started to see him, which, you know, I don't have a lot in common with the people I work with, but oh my God, I really found that I had so much in common with him.
Like what?
You know, it really doesn't matter. It's just, he was great, okay? Trust me. I just started to look forward to seeing him. And, you know, I think he was the same way. And we had to exchange numbers because I'm actually the one who has access to the building. So even that wasn't awkward. And then things kind of just went from there.
Well, as far as dating him or what? What are we talking about?
No, as far as, I mean, I wish we had started dating, but he had a girlfriend, and that's a whole other story. So, like,
another story.
Wait,
is there a plan?
Are we trying to like do something about that? Or
yeah.
Oh God, no, I'm not that kind of girl. Look, it sucks, but it wasn't meant to be. That's the way it is. So, friends is fine with me. I mean, it's whatever. So, that's what I thought this would be, but he ended up finding out that she was cheating on him. So, yeah, that didn't last.
Wow.
Yeah, I was actually really pissed about that. Like, what a bitch, right?
Yeah. Mm.
But, hey, now he's available, and I just thought.
Now's the time to strike. Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
He's vulnerable.
Well, kind of. I mean, it made me so mad that she obviously didn't appreciate him at all. And, like, I would never have done that. So I think he just deserves so much better.
Okay, so where do we go from here?
Oh, well, I just invited him over to the house for some drinks to just kind of vent and hang out.
Not bad. How did that work out?
Not well. I think he was over for maybe two beers, and then he just bailed, and I haven't talked to him since. You know, I didn't even get a chance to tell him how I felt. And, like, that was all I wanted to do, just tell him that I want to be there for him and that he deserves better than her, you know?
All right, let's do it. We're going to call Dylan and see what we can do. That's coming up next with Frito.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so Catherine and Dylan, they were friends. He had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
She cheated on him. Catherine jumps in there. Am I confused? Am I missing something?
No, I see, that's the thing.
But she wanted to tell him that she's had feelings for him. He, like, was not about it.
He got out before she could really, like
quick. Like,
yeah.
He was not there for very long.
So, really,
something spooked him.
I guess the
what was it?
Yeah, we're trying to give her a second chance at that today and just see how that goes.
Hey, is this Dylan?
Yeah, hey, who is this?
We're Frito and Katie from The Bull. How's it going?
Ah, it's going okay. What's up with you guys?
We were just hoping that you had a few minutes, Dylan,
mm-hmm.
to chat.
Right.
Well, that sounds mysterious.
I guess it does.
It actually it's really not. It's not that huge of a deal. Got an email about you from a friend of yours who she really wants to hammer something home today. You know Catherine, right?
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually have her on the phone. It's like, from what she told us, it's probably been a pretty crazy set of circumstances for you, really. But, like, maybe just hear her out, right?
Yeah, please. Yeah, sure. Hi, Dylan. Look,
hey, what's happening, Catherine? How are you?
Look, I'll get cut to the chase here. This might not be the ideal time, and maybe, you know, I should have waited to give you a minute to think it over, but I'll be upfront with you. I would really like to be with you and, you know, maybe be there for you because I think that you deserve better.
I appreciate it, and I really do. It's a big gesture. And I kind of figured that after everything at your house, I don't know how I would take that any other way.
Okay, all right. So you did get the point then, like when y'all were hanging out.
1,000%. It's not hard to, with pictures of me all over her vision board over there.
Wait, what?
your vision board in your room.
We're talking about my board. Wow.
You have, you have a vision board? Can you put the guy on it?
Exactly. And it's not small. I saw it when I was walking past your room to get to the bathroom. Like I don't even understand how you got pictures of me anyway.
That is a good question.
Oh, well, you know, it's easy. You know, I print them off of social. But to me, that's not what the board was about because it's just one aspect of it. There's a lot of other stuff on there, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was all kinds of wedding stuff. There was kids. There was a whole lot. Well, when you see yourself on a wall in someone's
house.
A
shrine.
Tends to catch your attention.
I did a double take, and then I just stuck for a second. And I, you know, there was a whole life with us on there. It kind of freaked me out.
No, you're not. No. It's not a whole life with us. It's a vision board, okay? So I have stuff on there. Like wedding stuff, inspo about, future kids stuff. But it's all about my life. There's also job stuff, workout stuff, just what my goals are. And yeah, I did include you, but you're taking this the wrong way. I promise I'm not like a stalker or anything like that.
You printed pictures of me from online.
Okay. I don't know why you're getting so hung up about that. Because what was I supposed to do? Just cut them out of magazines? In this day and age, there aren't any other options.
I think it's just like people don't really print pictures that what? Often.
Yeah, where do you even...
Like, you ran on down to the Kinko's and got your...
what are you doing? Are you manifesting him? Like, for how long? Like, how long has it been going on?
Are you marinating?
No, I think we're jumping to conclusions here, guys. It really was not that long, okay? This was just a recent addition I worked on. It's not weird, I promise. It's really not. Like, all of my friends do this as well. You can ask other people about it. We do vision boards, okay?
With other people on them?
Well,
yeah, I'm getting hung up on that too. Like it's usually the strangers from magazines. It's other people. It's not.
I mean, people come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen that in my life.
Right?
I mean, we did have a connection. I mean, and it's flattering, I guess.
Hey, okay. Hey, positivity.
Okay.
Hey, I'm going to cling to that.
You know what?
Like a life raft.
Yes. Let's do that for right now.
So it's on immediate note, Dylan.
No, hold on to that. Well,
let's have other people convince you.
Yes, let's do that.
Maybe
because
everybody's out there manifesting actual people in their lives.
You're talking to people who've I've never done a vision board in my life. Maybe there's...
I made a vision board once.
Okay.
I did it at like a retreat.
All right. Look, guys.
I kept it. I mean, I didn't hate it.
Hang on the line. We'll be right back with you. Don't go anywhere.
All right.
Actually, the more I think about it,
yeah,
that might be the most effective play. If you believe in vision boards, wouldn't you want
to
manifest real things? So you would have like the emblem of the company you'd like to work for.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to be crazy?
A picture of the dude you want to marry.
Aren't you supposed to be
do the
like
funny software where you blend your faces together and there are your children? I mean,
or is
if
that
you believe in the idea, that's what a vision board should be, right?
Let's see what y'all think. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We'll take a break, and we'll hear from you coming up next. Reno and Katie, the Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Predicting the future. No, manifesting the future.
It's manifesting.
We're talking vision boards.
Yeah. And
do you like them? Do you use them? Do you put real people on
real
them?
Humans. Good morning. What do you have for us today?
My husband now, 7 years, when we first started dating, he printed a picture of me online from Facebook from, like, our very first date. It was probably within the first, like, month and a half or so, and he put it in a preserve. So he gave this to me, and it was the creepiest thing ever. I was like,
Whoa.
I'm sorry, he put it in a what?
Yeah, what did you preserve?
He put it in like a preserve, like an oil or something. Like a, I don't know what kind. I really don't know what it was in the container, but it was like, it's like a mason jar, and it's a picture, and it's like an oil or like a vegetable. I don't know.
Well, that's some voodoo.
The presentation leaves something to be desired. Okay. There is something a
he
little bit.
He cast a spell on you.
There is something a little bit off-putting about printing out pictures. It seems very personal.
Yeah.
And it does seem very witchy.
Well, if you're not in the picture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Especially.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he gave this to me, and that was my first, like, impression was like, what the heck did you just do? Like, this guy's weird, super creepy, and he was like, no, he's like, you're taking it the completely wrong way. He's like, I thought you just looked so beautiful that night. I wanted to take this picture and, like, make it, like,
what's this stuff?
Yeah, it's an oil.
What's this?
It's an oil. It looks like
it's a specimen. Did a bunch of pets go missing from his neighborhood?
Dexter's box is what this is.
Credit, guys. He gave me this gift, and I would hide it. Like, I would, like, just, like, I didn't know what to do with it, so I would, like, hide it. So nobody would see it when they'd come over. Well, he would come over, and he's like, hey, where's the gift I gave you? So I'd have to make sure I'd bring it out.
To bring out the old oil jar. Yeah.
Yeah. So this day, it's in our house, but it's like behind a thing. But everyone sees it. They're like, this is so weird. But, you know, on the flip side of that, he's a great husband. He's a great dad.
Hey.
I couldn't have asked for a better partner.
The spell worked.
It stuck. And you know what? That's making the vision board look so much better.
It's so tame. Also, side note, if you think about it, please send us a picture to this number.
Yeah. Just text us.
We'll get it via the text line.
I got to see what he did with this. Hey, thank you so much for the call. Have a great
day. You guys have a good one.
You too. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
Oh, the vision board?
Yes.
Seriously, how old is she? You do that in high school, college, but not this old.
No, it made a comeback.
Yeah, I don't think it's limited.
I think Pinterest fueled some of that. You know, people were doing them online, and they had, like, hidden vision boards and wedding vision boards and all of that.
It's a vision board where you see yourself in 5 years, not in career point and family, not in finding a boyfriend or finding a husband.
Well, why not?
Why exclude that?
Like, I'm serious.
If you're gonna put one together, put everything on there.
Why not? If it works, if the idea is that a vision board works, that it helps you to.
A vision board does not work unless you put work into it.
Well, I mean, obviously.
Is she not doing the work?
Yeah, I mean, she seems like she's working
tried
hard.
Tried to transition the guy from friend to significant
going
other.
About it on a radio? No.
We've had some success stories.
Excuse me, ma'am.
He's not a no yet.
No.
So I need you to work a little harder to convince him to say yes.
Exactly. This is a team effort here. Let's get on board. Let's try to make this happen.
I think it's kind of creepy to go to somebody's house and find your picture there.
Oh,
and you not know about it?
Oh, yeah, that's
I cannot deny that at all. At all. So, but hey, thank you so much.
I would be ex. I'd be like, that's out of the question.
Yes. Goodbye. I am out of here. Thank you. Have a nice life.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Have a great day. Freedom, Katie. The Bull, 713-881-5500. All right. Like, printing pictures out of a guy. It kind of creepy.
Cutting them out?
Yeah, putting them on
a glue stick.
Look, it's creepy. But if a vision board is what you do, if that's how you live,
it sounds like it's a group of them.
It does.
Right?
Yeah.
What do you call that? A coven.
Go ahead. What do you think?
Good morning.
Morning.
I maybe would not have printed his pictures out from his social. Like, maybe get a picture of Henry Cavill and then write his name over it, just to kind of manifest
that. In the hopes that he turns into Henry Cavill.
Different pick.
Yes.
But you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
I kind of think he is taking it out of context. Like, she might have had the wedding and the kids on there prior to him.
Yeah.
And he sees it and thinks, oh my gosh, this is what she wants right away. No, I mean, she wants you, and that'll come later if everything goes, you know, how she wants it to go.
Yeah, and it's also not, I mean, I wouldn't say that's a surprise. Most people, not everyone, but most people do eventually want to get married.
Yeah.
Right? Totally. They want a long-term partner in some capacity.
And so you're thinking about what you'd like it to be.
And that's usually what dating is. I mean, you're dating, right, to find that pretty, long-term partner.
Exactly.
So, like, that shouldn't have freaked them out. The kids, maybe. If you're naming your future children, then all right.
Would I be freaked out? Yes, I think. Based on what we've heard, that is a reasonable explanation.
Yeah.
And I think you take it.
It is reasonable.
It's funny and it's weird, but it becomes the story you laugh about later. Yeah. You know?
I mean, it could be that. That could be, part of their wedding speech toast.
Exactly.
You know, 5 years down the road. Yeah, you never know. Yes.
Depending on the number she had, of course, on the vision board. But it's basically the 30-some-odd equivalent to the scribbling of a man's name on your notebook, right? A boy in class.
I think so.
Like, Dylan, go on a date with her. Get to know her better. Go for it. Just give it a shot. It's not
going
to hurt.
And if it does hurt, then you'll be able to tell all your friends you knew she was crazy from the jump. Who cares? Who cares? Consequences. It's a free roll.
It'll become another story for another time.
It's a free roll, Dylan.
Exactly.
Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Frito and Katie, under point three, the bull. Remember, Thursday, Lainey Wilson tickets every hour starting at 6 a.m.
Be here.
You've been warned.
Speaking of warnings, if you're feeling overwhelmed by the influx of new personality types and dating terms and just everything,
yes,
we are with you. But also, this one might be worth bringing to your attention, specifically if you've never felt like you really fit in with the extroverts or the introverts.
Okay.
Thought we'd already fixed this problem, but no matter. I'll give you the details next. What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Okay, so there's a new personality type out there, which is for those that might not feel fully satisfied with just the offerings of extroverts or introverts alone.
Right on.
I thought this was solved by saying you were an extroverted introvert, which you are, or an introverted extrovert, which I am.
Yeah, it's like, because, there's... various percentages. No one's going to be pure extrovert. No one's going to be pure introvert.
No, there are definitely those people.
Well, okay, you're right.
But not everyone's going to be that person.
So, that was my go-to because, a lot of parts of me extremely introverted. But yet, sometimes, not.
I'd say you're more social than most introverts.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Than very introverted introverts. Just keep repeating the names over and over, and eventually you'll identify with something. Or you could be an introvert. Outrovert. That's not how it's spelled. Introvert.
Okay.
An introvert. We'll get into what that is. But first, let's talk Emmys. Totally forgot those happened. But also, I'm not great with names, and this guy is a comedian. I definitely don't know my comedians or my magicians, but Nate Bargatze?
Yes, he hosted. I
know he's hot right now.
All I know is he is a very successful comedian. I've never seen his
stuff. He's a clean comedian, which is interesting.
Is he?
And I think he made the most money of any comedian in 2024, comedianing.
Wow.
Like from just touring and
things. Wow.
I think I read that somewhere. But anyway, he did host the Emmys. And one of their strategies this year really seemed to be keeping everyone on time.
Right.
And they did it with donations to the Boys and Girls Club of America.
I saw this.
So he put up $100,000 up on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And the running joke was Nate would donate that amount, but he'd add or subtract $1,000 for every second under or over the 45-second speech limit for award winners.
I see.
Did they refer to it one too many times? Probably. They didn't seem to have a lot going on otherwise, but...
It's a solid bit.
It is, and it does raise an interesting question. How much does the celebrity ego matter over the youth of America?
Mm-hmm.
It's for the children, people. Wrap it up.
You want... Or... Yeah, exactly. Or,
Or don't.
Don't.
I mean, not everyone liked it. They thought it was tacky. They thought it was unfunny. Some argued it's the biggest moment of a lot of these people's lives. And it's an award show. So what's the problem?
You know what? Calm down.
Yeah, well, we, the public, we know the problem.
The biggest moment of the...
Maybe they mean like someone that works...
Like behind the scenes.
For the show,
okay. All right.
But obviously, we know that these shows stretch on forever.
That's the issue. For days and weeks.
So this was done in an effort to save time. Mm-hmm. So how did they do? The show only went over by a total of 4 minutes.
Boom.
That is pretty incredible.
I don't even think that's close to that. That is so, that is, you told me that you could do an Emmys and only be 4 minutes over. It's impossible. It's never going to happen unless you pre-tape it. We found ourselves the solution.
Even better, between Nate Bargatze's donation and CBS kicking in, Boys and Girls Club got $350,000 for the night, plus a ton of exposure.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, not too bad.
Love to see it.
Speaking of kids, if you're looking for a baby stroller that costs more than your first used car, you're in luck, because Aston Martin's Noose Ride is a collab.
Aston Martin!
With the Egg Stroller brand.
Aston Martin!
I've never heard of the Egg Stroller brand, but...
Googling.
Legitimately, it looks like the big green egg, like the grill thing. Are these not the same people?
Well, will you look at that?
The stroller actually makes the big green egg look affordable. It's $3,000 for this sleek British luxury.
You know what?
Car-inspired abomination.
What? It's how much for this?
It's $3,000.
Why?
$3,000. The branding, of course. Plus, you get racing-inspired seats and a harness that feels like a seatbelt.
Seats!
Well, those are two different things, buddy. A baby needs a harness.
It's a bucket thing. Oh, okay. Does it turn into a car seat? Is that what it does? Or is it just looks like a bucket you throw your...
It's a stroller.
It's a stroller. It's just like every other stroller I've ever seen.
It might be the ones where... I don't think it's one of the ones where it also is a car seat.
Oh, wow.
I think it's just a stroller?
That is... well, get ready, because there's other ones, too. There's also the Egg Smart Motion Rocker, which looks like a Jetsons little...
Is that always... Are they always that expensive, or Aston Martin's got to bump it up a lot?
I think the fact that it's like Aston. Yeah. Okay, the Smart Motion Rocker, $300.
Wow.
The Aston Martin name is what it's if you want your baby.
Man, how did they secure that collab?
I don't know, but that's bonkers. Yeah, you can get very affordable
kind of
egg strollers.
You got on them.
Just all you got to do is, unless you want the Aston, then it's going to cost you.
Oh, but you can get it in white or gray, which will look less like the big green egg. It's got reclining settings. For the baby?
For the baby.
Okay, anyway. Yeah. Now let's talk personality types. The introvert. These are people who find themselves in between. So they're not exactly an introvert, not exactly an extrovert. They can interact with large groups, but they don't necessarily feel as though they have found their tribe.
Nailed it. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. But introverts. So you're a mixture of both. Okay. So most of us are introverts.
Introverts are very friendly, not you, and able to forge.
Yeah, that's okay.
Able to forge very deep connections with other people.
Nope.
The only social difference happens in the lack of connection to groups, collective identity, or shared traditions. The guy that is being credited with coining the term, he said like he was in scouts growing up, and when it was his turn to recite the pledge, all of his peers would do so very excitedly, and he just felt nothing.
Really? What a strange reaction.
What a funny thing to recall.
That's
you know what? I didn't like saying that scout pledge, so I'll bet.
Wow. People are just weird. We're all just a bunch of weirdos. Thank you for that.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
All right, Caleb, let's go. How we feeling?
I feel good. I don't know why. I don't know what you're going to ask, but I feel good about it.
Yeah, I like the vibes. So you're going to try to get these 10 questions correct. You're going to try to do them in 60 seconds. You can pass. If you don't know the answer, just say pass. We will go to the next question. If we have time at the end, you will get a second attempt at those passes. You just cannot change your answers after you've given them. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah, it makes sense.
All right, Katie, is the quiz prepared?
Yes, it is. Transylvania is a real-life region in what country?
Pass.
How many degrees are in a circle?
360.
What do you call the pair of additional wheels attached to the rear axle of a bike to help beginners learn to ride?
Training wheels.
In Scooby-Doo, what is Shaggy's real name?
Pass.
What would you call the small text file stored on your computer by a website to remember information about you, like login details, shopping cart contents, or preferences that sounds both delicious and terrifying?
Cookies.
What NBA team plays home games at Madison Square Garden?
The Knicks.
What USA is home to Kennedy Space Center?
Florida, is it with state?
An exercise that basically combines a squat, a push-up, and a jump in the air is called a what?
Oh, gross.
Burpee?
What part of a plant provides structural support and acts as a transport system for water and nutrients?
Oh.
Do you want to guess it? I'll give it to you if you can.
I have no idea.
All right. Let's review.
That was great, by the way.
Fantastic. Yeah,
that was very
real.
Good. Did
anyone get 10? That's a lot.
It has happened twice.
You got to 9, and I'll tell you right now, if you had had just a second more, you would have gotten the 10th, because I think it's pretty easy. So.
Yeah. So you got upper echelon.
So let's go over it. Transylvania is a real-life region in...
Romania.
Okay. Yeah, Romania.
I was going to say Bolivia, but I moved on.
In Scooby-Doo, what is Shaggy's real name?
No clue.
You would know it if you were watching the newer version on Netflix, because they say it a lot.
Okay.
Norville.
All right.
Yeah, that's a random one.
Gotcha.
I could have never guessed that.
What part of a plant provides structural support and acts as a transport system for water and food?
Plumbing?
The stem.
Oh, the stem. Okay. So, plumbing. It's technically.
I was going to say pipes. Pipes would have been my guess.
All right.
Man, please sign up again. We would love to have you back on the Bull.
I didn't say in the Mario universe.
BullHouston.com/contest. Frito and Katie, 100.3, the Bull, Texas. Proud and, yes, Whiskey Myers. Not this weekend, but next weekend at Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion. And if you want to go, our phone number is 713-881-5500. And Katie, how on earth do we want to give these away today?
Well, we've gathered here, as Frito mentioned, to win some concert tickets.
Yes.
Forget the chorus. Forget the verses. We're only dealing in last words.
That's right.
Can you identify a country song by its last line?
That is the game. That is the game.
We'll read to you. We said 5, but really it's the last the last line.
We're going to stretch it out.
Sometimes you need more.
Yeah.
And it will be your job to tell us the title and artist of the song that last line belongs to.
The first person to get it correct is going to earn tickets to Whiskey Myers. Will that be you? We will find out. Call us, 713-881-5500, and we'll talk to you coming up next. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. You guys are thirsty for these Whiskey Myers tickets, and that's what we are here to deliver. Let's have a round of last words. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who is this?
Nicole,
good morning. Thank you for being here. We're trying to hook you up with tickets to Whiskey Myers. That is going to require you to identify a song, very famous country song, title and artist based on the last words of the song.
It's just the last line.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, man, really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got this. So today, the last words are, little messed up, but we're all right. Little messed up, but we're all right.
Little messed up, but we're all right.
Oh, wow. She's
I feel
set
like
it
you're singing
the,
it, yeah.
In the tempo. Like, that's, yeah.
It's kind of how he says it, yeah.
Kenny Chesney.
What's the name of the song? That's correct, but what's the name of the song?
American Kids.
Look at you. Look at you. All that stress, and for nothing, Nicole. Just took you a second to think about it.
Saturday night is a little messed up, but we're all right.
But we're all right.
There it is.
Stuck in our karaoke memories.
Mm-hmm. Nicole. That is going to punch your ticket to Whiskey Myers. Coming up,
so, what is Whiskey Myers? I'm new to Texas.
Are you in for a treat?
Hang on the line. I'll tell you all about them.
Yeah. Don't go anywhere. Let's get you these tickets.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Let's talk HGTV.
Yes.
They published a list of the 40 most charming small downtowns in America.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And we got Bastrop.
Bastrop.
The only Texas spot to make the list.
Oh, no, it's not bad. I like Bastrop. Bastrop's
like
got
Bastrop,
a cute,
but
cute little downtown, right?
Is it better than some of the downtowns we've got out here?
Okay, so let's go through the pros.
I was thinking downtown Bryan. I just really like downtown Bryan, so I'm a little bit biased. Isn't downtown Montgomery really pretty?
Yeah. I mean, there's at least five I'm thinking of that are... Now, I'll give you this about Bastrop. Bastrop has that as a river in Proxa. That helps, I guess, maybe. It does look really cute at night. But yeah, I don't know the difference between that and, say, downtown Bryan, which if you've never made a trip to, please do.
It kind of looks like Caldwell.
It does kind of look like... Okay,
in a way.
But let's not forget that it's within a pleasant conversation of a drive from Austin, Texas.
That's it.
Which, again...
And she ain't winning any beauty contests anytime soon.
Yeah, there ain't nothing quaint about Austin anymore. Ain't nothing cute about Austin. I mean, you know, Austin used to have a cute little funky vibe. Not anymore.
No.
Not anymore.
That's gone.
So if you want that, you got to drive to... Yeah, you got to drive to Bastrop. Hell, I'd have said... this is one that a lot of people here aren't going to know. I'd say Castroville, which is like kind of on the backside of San Antonio.
Yeah.
That's the one that I would throw out there. Who else nationally? What are the other cute downtowns that we're comparing it to?
They listed Athens, Georgia, Greenville, South Carolina's on here, Breckenridge.
Okay, that's not even really fair, dude. Like,
I mean, the amount of money pouring into that small town.
That's if you're going to compare it, I'm going to take the W because I do think one Texas downtown needed to be in there, but like, that is not the same. These are not the same thing, okay? Like, yes, Bastrop is lovely. You will have a nice time if you go downtown Bastrop. It's wonderful. It is not on... It's not Breckenridge.
What about New Braunfels?
New Braunfels is
like
super...
green! Exactly.
Like, there's so many... There are so many in the state of Texas that it's kind
of... just, I guess that HGTV would never know.
Yeah, exactly.
Or bother looking up.
Again, like if it's not driving distance from the filming site.
Yeah, somebody was in Austin for something and they're like, oh no, I forgot to do this.
You guys would be furious about that? Chip and Joe. Y'all, just looking around like what we did all this for nothing. Never.
Hey, they have the mammoth site.
Never forget Waco. Have a great day, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.